So much of what's happening in Ohio right now and for the foreseeable future is online, and that's exposing some serious problems in broadband service across Ohio. With Ohio's schools closed, most kids are spending more time on the computer these days. Schools and teachers are putting their lessons online, and millions of Ohioans are working from home.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. First, I want to say
tens of thousands are tuning in to the daily coronavirus updates from Governor Mike DeWine, Lieutenant Governor John Husted, and Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton.
I'm Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor. Welcome to our court session today.
For the first time ever, the Ohio Supreme Court held 2 days of oral arguments via video conference. And other state business, such as the House Coronavirus Economic Task Force, is also meeting virtually. Doctors are providing medical care via telemedicine, and since Ohioans can't go out, they're socializing online. All of this online usage doesn't come as a surprise to Michelle Francis with the Ohio Library Association.
What's great right now is that of Ohio's public libraries, our 251 systems, almost all of them have left the Wi-Fi on.
Libraries in Ohio are closed, which means those who used to go to get online have had to find workarounds.
We had people sitting in our parking lots at night, kids doing their homework, people communicating with their families online, people trying to apply for jobs online, utilizing the library's Wi-Fi.
Some libraries have boosted their Wi-Fi recently to help meet the demand. Many libraries have purchased hotspots that patrons can access with their library cards. Lieutenant Governor John Husted is in charge of the newly created office, Broadband Ohio.
The coronavirus pandemic has really put a magnifying glass on the challenges that people have with lack of access.
A 2018 U.S. Census report showed 710,000 Ohioans don't have any access to broadband at home. Some cities have spotty coverage areas, and the terrain in southern Ohio makes it a challenge. During this pandemic, Husted says internet suppliers have come together with the state to expand service to new customers and make sure existing customers who depend on it can keep it.
The Connecting America pledge is to not cut anybody off from their internet connectivity during this time frame for lack of payment. And there's also been special deals from some of these companies to provide free internet access for people who didn't have it.
And the Broadband Ohio initiative has also added hotspots throughout the state where people can go to access internet service for free. Husted says his office plans to use state and federal funds to provide incentives for broadband providers to expand access to areas that have been left behind in the digital age because there isn't a market solution otherwise.
This pandemic makes it very clear that internet connectivity is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity in the modern world, and we have to create the private-public partnerships to bring that to reality as quickly as we can to as many people as we can.
And with the possibility that offices, schools, and universities might be only online for the next few weeks or even months, the pressure is on the state and those providers. Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.